Be Goods by E. Nesbitt, being the further adventures of the treasure seekers.
Children are like jam. All very well in the proper place, but you can't stand them all over the shop, eh, what? These were the dreadful words of our Indian uncle. They made us feel very young and angry, and yet we could not be comforted by calling him names to ourselves, as you do when nasty grown-ups say nasty things, because he is not nasty. My father looked at us and said, "I am ashamed of them, sir."
Your lot is a dark and terrible one when your father is ashamed of you, and we all knew this, so that we felt in our chests just as if we had swallowed a hard-boiled egg whole. At least, this is what Oswald felt. And Father said once that Oswald, as the eldest, was the representative of the family, so of course the others felt the same. At last Father said, "You may go, but remember." The words that followed I am not going to tell you. You must all have had such words said to you many times. We went away when it was over. The girls cried, and we boys got books out and began to read, so that nobody should think we cared. But we felt it deeply, because we had not really meant to do anything wrong. Besides, we meant to put all the things back in their proper places when we had done with them before anyone found out about it. But I must not anticipate.
That means telling the end of the story before the beginning.
We are the Bastables.
Oswald, Dora, Dickie, Alice, Noel...